This week's parsha is Parsha's Vayikra. Vayikra al Moshe, Vayidabe Hashem Elav Me'on Moed Lemur. Vayikra, so we all know that there's a small Aleph by Vayikra. So it's as if it says Vayikar, because the Aleph is small. And where does it say in the Torah Vayikar? By Bilam, on page 3. Vayikar Elokim El Bilam. So what's the difference? So the Balaturim on page 4 says Aleph Vayikra Zeira Shemoshe Hayagodol Va'onav L'Ratzel Lichtov Ala Vayikar Loshen Mikra. Because Vayikra is mashma like I bump into you like happenstance. You know, I happen to bump into you. Vayikra means I was called. The king called me. I was invited to the royal palace. So that's more prestigious. You know, I got an invitation to the royal, to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Moshe didn't want to, you know, portray himself as if he's like the special guest of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But portray himself, oh yeah, I happened to meet the Ribbono Shel Olam. You know, we have to bump into each other, so to speak. So that's the... So therefore he put the Aleph small, as if it says Vayikar, because that's what it says by Bilam, because Bilam wasn't on such a madrega. So Bilam, Hashem bumps into him, so to speak. He doesn't get the royal invitation. Shemoshe yagodol v'onav l'rotza lichtov el Vayikar. Loshon mikra. Ki ilu lo dibra kadosh baruch imo el b'chalom. Dech shenemar b'bilam... And then the Yalkut Ruveini also speaks about the Aleph Zeira, the same idea that it's small. He says the vav of Aish Moshe also shehikti Moshe midaitav nizal of Yosef. And he says that these small letters, the Aleph in Vayikra and the vav of Aish Moshe, which symbolizes Anova, they were the Karnei Hod, or you know, Moshe versus Kisisa had the Karnei Hod, the radiance coming out of him. So the Aleph and the Vav were involved in the Karnei Hod. Okay. That's what the, I don't know, do we have? Yeah, right. In other words, Rabbi Goldstein's point, yeah, not in our Masora, but in some Masoras, they had a small Vav. Okay, now Parshas, so Kisisa, it says the following. Vayishma ha'am es hadover hara hazeh v'yisabolu. And Hashem's not going to be with them. This is after the Chet Ha'egel, right? So v'shoso ish ed yo'olov. Rashi says, Ish Edyo Kisarim. Right? The Klal Yisrael got these special crowns when they said Nasa V'Nishma, right? Everyone got two crowns. But when they had the Chet Ha'egel, the crowns were taken away. Shalom Shosu Edyo is the crown. So what are the crowns? Rashi says, Kisarim Shendigul and Bechorev Ka'amru Nasa V'Nishma. So they lost the crowns. So Chazal But it doesn't say Befer, so what happened to the crowns? So Chazal tell us on page 7, the Pasuk tells us, Vayisnaslu b'nei Yisrael, Pasuk Vav, es edya mihachorev, u'moshe yikach es ha'oel. Not alone yichutz l'machana achek, but l'machana akaral ol moed. So what does it mean, Moshe yikach es ha'oel? So the Gemara in Shabbos says, you know what Oel means? Oel means light. And we'll see where it says that in a second. And the pshat is that the crowns were like light on top of all of Klal Yisrael, the two crowns, Nasav and Ishma. Like, and when they sinned in the Cheder Egel, they lost the crowns, they all went to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's what it means, Moshe Rabbeinu nota as ha Oel. But look in the Gemara, on page 10, Peches Amid Aleph. It says, Darash Rav Simai, B'shal Sheik Dima Yisrael, Nasav and Nishma, Bo Shishim, Ribo, Shal Malchei Asharis, Cholecha Vecha Yisrael, Kashal Lushnek, Sari Mecha Kenegan Nasa, Vecha Kenegan Nishma, V'kevin Shechotu Yisrael, Yardu mea ve'esrim ribo malchei chavol u'pirkum shenema v'isnaslu b'nei Yisrael se'ed yo mea chorev. Amram Chan, Ram Chanina, b'chorev ta'anu, b'chorev parku, b'chorev ta'anu, b'chorev parku, z'si v'nesu. Amram Yochanan, v'chulam zocha Moshe v'notlon. That all the crowns went to Moshe Rabbeinu. The samech le'im Moshe yikach es ha'oel. And Rashi explains, look at Rashi, Moshe yikach loshan ache es ha'oel, Loshen Ba'oli Nero. Look at the pasuk in Eov. Page 9. Behilo Nero. Ale Roshi. Behilo is Loshen Oel. Rashi says, Behilo means to shine. Gizarcha Or. Mitzudas David says. So the Loshen Oel, Behilo, is shining Nero light. So Moshe Yikach Es Ha'Oel, besides the Pasha Pshat that it means the tent, he got their crowns. The crowns that Klal Yisrael were given when they said Nasav and Ishma, and they lost it because of the Chet Ha'Egel, Moshe got it. So what's the significance that Moshe gets the crowns? So there's a beautiful Pshat. The Freiman are up. The Freiman are up says like this. Why did Klal Yisrael lose the crowns? And why did Moshe get the crowns? He says, Klal Yisrael was Oved Avodah Zarah, Chet Ha'Egel, so they lost the crowns. So why should they go to Moshe? Well, Moshe wasn't involved in the Chet Ha'Egel. But he says more than that. The famous Gemara, page 16, Sota, Tavdal Adamid Beis. Says the Gemara, Am Rav Chia Bar Abba, Am Rav Yochanan, Kol Odom Sheyesh Bo Gasus Ruach, Levasof Nichshol BeEshetish. So this Gemara says, and then the Gemara says two lines from the wide line, second line, the wide line. Am Rav Yochanan, Shem Bar Yichai, Kol Odom Sheyesh Bo Gasus Ruach, Ki Ilu Oved Avodas Kachavim. A person is Balgaiva. Is Kiilo Oved Avodah Zarah. La Pshat, I don't know if we're going to have time for all of them, but the Pasha Pshat means that, you know, you're a Balgaiva, you want people to worship you instead of worshiping Hashem. So that's Avodah Zarah. Pasha Pshat. So the Freiman Rav says an unbelievable thing. And then we're going to... He says, like, take a look. Let's go to the Freiman Rav, page 26, direct. Everything is in the Freiman Rav. Rav Rafael Zilber. He was a Magid Shir in Satmar for many years. He wrote Marpel LeNefesh. His son, his Chashuva sons, wrote different Svarim as well. So let's read inside, and then I will add to it. Vayikra, page 26, Alav Zira, Kosov Yokut Ruveni, the Machmas and the Sanuso, Lorotso Lichtov Rat Vayikar. Right? Moshe Aranova. And then Yalkut Shimoni says, Zakani Hod. Vyesh Lakshot, Tarve Bishabas, Yisra, Bishai Shikdim, Yisrael, Nasa Nishma, Bo, Shishim Ribo, Shamalche, Sharis, the Cholech of Echad, Yisrael, Koshu Bo, Shnek Sarm, Echad Kereg, Nasa, Echad Nishma. He came in Shechotu Yisrael, Yodum, Mev Esrim Ribo, Malache, Chaval, O Pirkum, the Kulam Zacha Moshe. And that's the Karnei Hod of Moshe. Because the Karnei Hod of Moshe was what? Was the Ksarim of Klal Yisrael. So it says, it's a stira, because on one hand we're saying that they got the Karnei Hod because of his Anova. Right? That's why you get Karnei Hod. You're an Anov, you get Karnei Hod. And the other Chazal, I mean, that's the Svarim write. Yalkut Ruveni, and the other Chazal is saying no, they got the Karnei Hod because Klal Yisrael was Oved Avodah Zarah. So which one is it? Is it because of that they got it from because Klal Yisrael was Oved Avodah Zarah, or because he's an Onuf? So the Freiman Rav says an unbelievable word. V'nire de'do v'do achasi. It's one and the same. Why? Dal yidei godol ad v'nususo zocha Moshe l'or ha'godol hazeh. He says, why? Kevin the Mishum Chet Avodah Zarah, why did Klal Yisrael lose the Karnei Hod, the Ksarim, because they worshipped Avodah Zarah? So the only person that was Roy to get those Karnei Hod, those Ksarim, which are Karnei Hod, is somebody, not just somebody who doesn't Oved Avodah Zarah, but somebody who's an Onav because doesn't Oved Avodah Zarah even on the law higher level, because Baal Gaiv is also Ke'ilu Oved Avodah Zarah. So to be Zocha to the Karnei Hod, you can't be that you're just not being Oved Avodah Zarah. You're not over even something that's Ke'ilu Oved Avodah Zarah. And that's so Moshe, so Tabaha. And Moshe was the Onav, so he didn't even have Ke'ilu Oved Avodah Zarah. So then the people who actually were Oved Avodah Zarah and forfeited the Karnei Hod, they get to go to Moshe Rabbeinu. They go to Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the pure person that not only wasn't of Avodah Zarah, but wasn't even, didn't anything that had a shmek of Avodah Zarah. Because Kol Mishi Yeshu B'Gassus Ruach, what? Is a shmek of Avodah Zarah, as we explained before. So that's what he says. Al-Kain Nitan L'Moshe. The name Moshe is Mora and Al-Vasanuso because Moshe is Min HaMayim Mishisiyu, and we know the Gemara says in Tainis that Mayim represents Anova because Mayim goes from Mokom Gavoa to Mokom Namuch. That's what's in Moshe, the Mid of Moshe of Anova, Yikach Es HaOyel. Oh. So now, we're going to see another word. Okay, Moshe got it. Now you're going to see something unbelievable. Ready? Buckle your seatbelts. ובזה יש לפרש לדפעי דאיסה בשבס כל המשבר שבס כלחוסו אפילו עובד עבורזור כדור עד השמוך למו that Shabbos is a tikkun for Avodah Zorah. So the Poshup Shad is a tikkun for Avodah Zorah because Shabbos is a moon of Hashem. So it's a tikkun for Avodah Zorah. V'nira ha-kavona d'b'loshan ha-filo lo mibayim eina over Avodah Zorah mamish. He says, it's not, Shabbos is not only a tikkun for real Avodah Zorah, it's also a tikkun for Gaiva. The two forms of Avodah Zarah. Shrei Moshe Zocha Lekirin or Panim Al Yidei Advesov. So now I'm going to show you something from the Seder of the Arizal. And we should think about this the rest of our lives. Whenever we daven Shmon Esrei Shabbos morning. Yismach Moshe B'matnes Chelkom. The Bechol Shabbos Machshe Moshe Rabbeinu Osem Ha'oros Li'Yisrael Shomer Shabbos. He came in the inner royal Zer Rag Mi'Chemo. So that's what you want to see in the Arizal. Take a look in the Arizal on page 22 in the Seder of Shabbosai. Zayin Aleph, Michelko Mamish. Achata Hiskil Alos of Yeshus Mir. It's a madness Helko, Kichelek Shal Atahu, the Matanolo Mishalahem. Kam Samach Moshe, Ki Elef Ora Shanot Lumi Menu, the Cheta Ego, Ubishabis Machzirin Lo, Kam Hu Evid Neman Shamachzi Bishabis Aksorim Yisrael, Shanot Lumihem. Nitin Lumosha. So Matnas Chelko, Yismach Moshe, Ki Evin Neman Karasolo, Ki Chelik Shal Ata, Hu B'Matanolo Mishalahem, He got a Matana, Moshe Rabbeinu, that he got the Karnei Hod. But B'Shabbos, Evin Neman, Machzir B'Shabbos HaKesorim L'Yisrael. Every Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu gives us back the Kesorim. Why? Because Shabbos is the time that we have Mechila for Avodah Zarah. So he says, the B'chol Shabbos, last two lines on page 26, the B'chol Shabbos, Machzir Moshe Rabbeinu Osam Ha'oros Li'Yisrael, Shomer Shabbos, V'keim in the Eino Roy L'Zeh, Rab Misha Eino Shemetz Avodah Zarah, Ha'kein Al-Gdei Shmir Shabbos Yecholim Lizkos L'Masha Ein Zocho Bo Ela Onav. So on Shabbos we get the back because on Shabbos we have a tikkun. Afilo over Avodah Zarah kedor enosh mochlem lo. Not only because we believe in Hashem and we're not worshiping Avodah Zarah, but Shabbos is a tikkun for the meat of Gaiva. Why? Because Shabbos is the time that we could think and realize that everything we do in this world is ultimately from Hashem. What causes people to have Gaiva? Because this one thinks, ah, look what I did, look what I accomplished, how great I am. But Shabbos, you have time to think that all the brachas and all the things you have is coming from Shabbos, like the Zohar says, called brachas la'elu l'toso b'yom shvitali. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it brings down the guy anyway. If you think about what Shabbos is all about. So therefore, on Shabbos, we're roy to get back the oros. And that's the Eved Nemor. Which is the Eved that he's loyal to give back. So as he Naschelko was that he got the matana, he got that thing. But on Shabbos, ke Eved Naman Karasolo, we get back the Oros. And we only roy to get back the Oros if we're misakein the reason why we lost the Oros. And we lost the Oros because of the Cheda Egel. We retrieved the Oros, and the Cheda Egel means Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah means all types of Avodah Zarahs, Pshuto, and the Gassus Ruach. The Gassus Ruach. And in Shabbos, you believe
to understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. It's a time we think about the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a time we think, and that's Vayikra. This week's parsha is the Midah Vanova that the Mefarshim say that created the Aleph, the small Aleph, was part of the Karmei Hod. And the Karmei Hod Moshe got because Klal Yisrael lost them on the Chetei Eva. And then he goes on discussing the name of Moshe, etc. And I'll just end with the famous smag. Says the Gemara Sota, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, on page 17. Azhara l'gaseh ruach minayin. What's the azhara for gaiva? The Ram l'vavechta. See, the Shammel l'chop hetishkach. Right? These are the psukim in Eker, on page 15. Yishammel l'chop. Hetishkach as Hashem. Revealed Yishmur mitzvosot. You become a big veer. You say, you know, everything I did. So the smag is called a terakula. But on page 20, he says, tochachas. Another, the Rashi Rabbi Kach, Avolachever Alze, Lavzev Limnos, Belavzev Loya Bedaiti. He said, I gave many Musa Shmuzin, not to be a Bal Gaiva, but I never thought that that's one of the Tayyag Mitzvahs. Loya Daiti, Gamma Beinu Moshe, the Rambam, Lohiskiro Becheshmer Alavin. Shigatil Hashlim Halavin. He says, I was finishing my book on the 613 Mitzvahs, I was finishing the Lavin. And I had a dream. He said, you wrote this great book on the 613, but you forgot the most important mitzvah. And that's the issur to be a Bal Gaiva. So he got up in the morning, and I said, I better put that in. And he put this in, this mitzvah, Samach Dalet. Yishamu l'cha p'tishkach as Hashem, as Horach, on page 19, Shlo yisgo'u, b'nei Yisrael, Shkodesh Baruch Hu, mashpia lehem tova. And if Shkodesh Baruch Hu is mashpia tova, you don't become a Bal Gaiva. Don't become a Bal Gaiva. And that's Vayikra. That's the Aleph Zeira. Moshe Rabbeinu had all the tovas, but he still was Onav, and that's why he was Zocher, to get the Karnei Hod, but on Shabbos is the day that we can retrieve them back. And then they have to go back, because, you know, we're not on the Madrega. Once the regular week starts, we have Hesach Hadas on Shabbos, so it goes back to... But this is the Evan Nema to Rosh Hashanah. And that's a big Yisod, because, you know, there's a board, I brought it here, you know, there's the nisoyon of oni, and there's the, you know, being poor is also a nisoyon. But what's the greater nisoyon? The nisoyon of oni or the nisoyon of osher? So, page 25, the Lev Aaron quotes from the Kedushas Yontif. Who's the Kedushas Yontif? That was the father of the Satmar Rebbe. He said, "Hey, know that she is named in Nisyonis, Nisyon Haoni, Nisyon Haosha. Aki, Anias Mavir is Adam al Das Kono. Anias is not a good thing. In Kolze, Nimnu Gomish Agodom Nisyon Haosha. Nisyon Haoni. That's a big Nisyon to be rich. It's a big thing, right? Rich, it's great. It's a big Nisyon. Because when you become rich, not to become a Balgaiva is very hard. It's easier to be poor." And then he has a whole discussion about this. The Birkas Hashem Yishtashir, there's our Shabbos. That's why he chayin of Shabbos. Then a shrech b'olam azed, because you won't become a balkai. You won't have problems from your case. Take a look. So that's why Yikra El Moshe Kedusha Shabbos Umidas Hanav. And that's something is very important. You should have a lot of success and a lot of things. But we always Hatznei Aleches, always B'midah Hananava. And I tell you, it's so hard in all areas. People who are very successful, whatever area they're successful in Torah, in wealth, in other things, to cross the line is very common. And that's a big, that's what the Kedushas Yontif says. The Nisoyon of Osher is bigger than the Nisoyon of Oni. So we learn now from Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayikra al Moshe the Alav Zira, the Karnei Hod, and Bez Hashem, we should all be Zokat, the Karnei Hod of the Mina of Anova, and we should have all the brachas together with the most important thing, the Ikar, as the Smag says, the Midas Anova.